any different kind of pattern completely changes how we feel. This is Heart of the Story, and I'm Nadine Kenny Johnstone. I'm an author and a holistic writing coach who talks with today's top women writers about how to navigate life when things don't go according to plan. These impactful conversations and personal reflections invite you to be seen, feel supported, and ultimately fall back in love with yourself. So let's go together to that honest, powerful place, the heart of the story. Hello, my friends. I'm so excited to chat with you today, just me and you, to let you in on what's been going on in my life, what things are exciting me as of late, what's going on over here. I really love, as a listener, hearing my favorite people talk about life updates and truly what's going on at a heart level, and when they share some of their favorite things, things they're reading, watching, listening to. And as I was prepping to really think deeply about what I wanted to share with you today, what I realized it came down to is that I've been doing a lot of things differently lately. And I'm going to really share with you why and what has inspired that and what has come out of it. A lot of people talk about this phrase, do something different. And I know people like Amy Porterfield and other people use that phrase. But I was in the fall really thinking about patterns and habits, and just kind of this idea of when we want different results, we oftentimes have to do something different in order to achieve those results. And so subconsciously, that's been at the back of my mind for months now. And I've been talking so much on this podcast about pattern interrupting and habit changing and transitions. And so you can see, truly, this has been on my mind so much. But I have been doing little things different in all areas of my life, and it's making all the difference. And so I wanted to share both some really, really silly, funny things that are happening over here, and also some deeply profound personal things that are going on as well. Again, subconsciously, this was kind of running through my brain and body for the last few months. And first and foremost, one of the things that I wanted to do a little bit differently this year, especially I turned 40 in September, and I've had just a lot of things on my mind that come up when you have a big birthday. And I realized that there was one major thing missing from a lot of my interactions, and that was fun. I am a fun-loving human. I love adventure. I am a kid at heart. I bounce on the trampoline daily with my son. I love playing games. I love laughing. I love being silly. I love dancing in the kitchen. I love dancing really offbeat in the kitchen. I just love having fun. And fun was really low on the priority scale as of late, and I wanted to boost it up a bit. And one of the things that I'm doing differently this season is that I'm going to monthly trivia, my friends. Maybe not the answer that you were expecting. So a group of girlfriends and I, local girlfriends that I absolutely love, we call ourselves the Wise Council because the group is made up of really wise women who we turn to each other for just about anything. And we're all entrepreneurial women as well. We regularly meet up, but then I saw this post on Instagram about a local female-owned business that had just opened up in the area. Shout out to Palm Folly. And they were doing Wednesday night trivia. And I was like, trivia? That's fun. And I really wanted to do something that I didn't have to organize, I didn't have to prep for, I didn't have to clean up for. I could go in, have the fun, and leave and not be responsible for a single thing. And so I sent the word out to my girlfriends and they all said yes. And then we recruited some other people. And let me tell you, it is an absolute blast. So we go in, they have pizza, they have seltzer water, they have hard seltzer, and I usually get a Topo Chico and sit down with my girlfriends, and there is a guy, a trivia guy. He asks us really fun and funny questions about general knowledge, TV, music, food, you name it. And we have a song length to answer that question. And the songs are really fun and you get bonus points if you know who the artist is. And it was really funny because for some of the male singers, the older male singers, we didn't know who one of them was. And one of my girlfriends said, "Is that Kenny Loggins?" And I don't even know if I knew who that was. I knew the name, but I didn't know what he sung. And so we just wrote down Kenny Loggins. And then it became a joke for any artist we didn't know who it was. We just wrote Kenny Loggins, so much so that our name, our group name was changed to the Kenny Loggins Crew. And at the following trivia, our trivia man, Daniel, played Kenny Loggins just for us. So we just laugh and we joke and we dance in our seats. And it's just fun. It's just 2 hours on a Wednesday night doing something different that makes us feel bonded, that makes us laugh, that makes us tease, that makes us sing and dance. And it is the best. So yes, Wednesday night trivia is something I'm doing differently these days. I am also just mixing it up in other areas too. I was realizing that I was getting kind of bored with some of the workouts that I was going to. And I realized when I looked at the yoga schedule, I had never considered a nighttime class because I'm a morning worker outer. But my son goes to karate 2 nights a week. And that's usually when he's at practice is when I cook dinner. And then I was using that time for myself too. It was supposed to be to have me time, but I ended up doing a lot of email answering. And I was like, no, that's not what this time is for. So I looked at the schedule and found an instructor that I liked who's at nighttime. And so I started going to her classes and I love them. And her music is really fun and funky. And she's young and she has all this energy and she dances around. And it's something new and different that I've added in addition to going to another instructor on Tuesday and Thursday mornings that I really, really like. So we just kind of mix it up sometimes, going to these favorite instructors, one or the other. And I remember Renee Trudeau said at a retreat that I went to, "Why would I waste my time doing anything that doesn't bring me joy?" She talks about how she walked out of an exercise class one time because she was like, "I can't do this for another minute. It doesn't bring me any joy." So even something as simple as mixing up a workout routine, going to a new teacher, going to a new class can bring a lot of joy. Something else that I'm doing differently is that in the afternoon, I try to reserve about 20 minutes for meditation or journaling. And I was doing Insight Timers meditation challenge at the beginning of the year. And I discovered Susan Ubari, who does breath work. And I loved her style and I loved her music. Are you noticing a theme here? Music, music, music. And I really loved how when I'm doing breath work, I'm not thinking about anything else besides my breath. And it completely tames my thoughts and relaxes me and energizes me. Just 15 minutes of it. And I thought, I need more of that. And so I have been doing breath work in the afternoons rather than the other kind of meditation that I was doing. And I'm really, really loving it. I'm realizing, oh, this breathing thing that we do when we vary the lengths of our inhales and exhales and the patterns, and when we hold our breaths and when we inhale twice and then exhale once. I mean, any different kind of pattern completely changes how we feel and the sort of either energy or calm that comes over us. And I've really been loving it and I look forward to it. So I've really been asking myself, what makes you go, ooh? Anything that makes me curious, excited, anticipatory, I'm in. I want my life to be more of those things. So breath work is one. When we moved to Florida, we first were in a furnished rental, and then we moved in December to a house and finally got all of our stuff from Illinois over here. And so I miss my neighbors, my old neighbors. And so what I've been doing is I used to just see them all the time when I would go for daytime walks during work breaks. I would just run into them. But I've been missing them. And so now I make the effort that I'll text and I'll say, hey, going for a midday work break walk. If you're free, I'll come say hi. And 9 times out of 10, they're ready to take a little break from Zoom as well. And they meet up with me. So I'm realizing that even though I'm not just going to stumble into them the way that I did before, I can send a text and I can just ask. And I have found that oftentimes the last minute invite extension is actually really, really welcomed, and that people tend to have the freedom and flexibility and go, you know what? Yeah, I could really, really use that right now. So that has been bringing joy to my life as well. And one other thing that's just kind of fun and funny is that my husband and I have been watching Full Swing. And if you don't know anything about this, it's not about swingers. It's about golf. I didn't think I would ever utter the words that golf was exciting. I've never been into golf. You know, I've done mini golf and like short courses and stuff, but not a ton of expertise or interest in the area. But Netflix knows how to get that storyline going to engage you. And so Full Swing really covers the exciting lives of golfers who are in constant competition on these different tours that they're doing. And it is fascinating. And one of the things that I have most gotten from that is that in order to get out of a rut, they are doing something differently. So many of them have been talking about this. One golfer was going through a really hard time mentally, and he saw this other golfer who is seeing a sports psychologist who really, really helped with the negative talk and creating positive self-talk, which has had a profound impact on his game. And he has won multiple tournaments. And so this other golfer is seeing this, and the golfer who was really having a difficult time, his caddy and his wife were all like, something's got to change. You know, you are not doing well. You're in a dark place, a lot of negative self-talk, drinking in excess. What's going on? You need to talk to someone. And we haven't finished the whole season, but at the end of the last episode, he was saying how he was finally ready to make a change. Another golfer was showing how they were not doing well, and realized that they needed to go back to a coach that they had seen a few years beforehand. And that coach was helping the golfer tweak the technique, tweak the swing, and it made all the difference. And then there's another golfer who, again, not doing as well as they would like, and they sought the coaching from someone who had coached really renowned golfers. And again, you see a major difference being made pretty quickly. And it just made me think about how many of us, especially in our writing, we just keep on trucking along thinking that there's something wrong with us if our writing isn't improving or if we're getting rejected and not published. When in fact, it's just that we need community or mentorship, or we need a pattern interrupt. We need to change something. We need to get out of our own way and get out of our own rut and get out of our negative self-talk. And oftentimes that doesn't happen in a vacuum. It can only happen with the support of other people. So it's just furthering my motto or my outlook that if I want some kind of different outcome, I need to do different things. And it's just entertaining. So I love having a show to look forward to. So we've been watching Full Swing. I also have been reading voraciously, and I have read in like hours How to Walk into a Room. I read the Handbook for the Heartbroken. I am just devouring books by women nonfiction writers who are acknowledging that we and the world have gone through deep shifts and changes in the last several years. Some of the other things that I'm doing, I am listening a lot to other female entrepreneurs talk about being female entrepreneurs because I'm always craving support and community in whatever space that I'm in. And I have loved listening to the Branding Business School podcast. And I'm delighted to say that I was on their show to talk about realistic wellness for women, especially female entrepreneurs. But the entire podcast is just great for women entrepreneurs who really want to use their time wisely, who want a clear message, who want realistic advice about both running a business and having a life and prioritizing the things you love. So I've been really, really loving that. And I've also been planning some travels, some trips. Yes, yes, my friends. I've been planning a lot of work-related trips so I can see people in person. And one of them is that I'm going to be at the Choice Summit. It's at the end of April. The summit is on the 29th. The workshops are on the 30th. They even have like a stroll around town on the evening of the 28th. I attended last year and loved it so, so much. It's for female entrepreneurs. And I got to meet my idol, Jen Hatmaker. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. You can see on Instagram my pictures from that very meeting where I was super awkward. But it was so great. And I decided again to mix things up. And I reached out to them and I pitched myself as a presenter rather than a participant. And I'm delighted to say that I will be presenting. I'll be leading a workshop, a yoga nidra and journaling workshop that is all around helping female entrepreneurs get really clear on their next steps. And I cannot wait. So that's one of many little trips that I have in the works, and that's coming up. That's in Nashville, Tennessee, actually Franklin, Tennessee, at the end of April. And I'll put a link in the show notes for how you can learn more and find out about more. So lots of those things. But in the end, there's one really powerful thing that I've been doing differently, and that is I have been asking people for support in all areas of my life. I hired an assistant, Madison. Shout out to you, Madison. You are just a miracle. So Madison helps me with everything. And I needed her 4 years ago when I started this business officially full time. And she is an absolute delight. And then it's finally freeing up creative space for me to be thinking about really fun things I want to do for women writers everywhere. I also have been thinking about support in personal realm as well. I knew that I wanted to talk to a really dedicated therapist about anxiety. And I have been seeing a new person who it's been such a shift. A lot of what we talk about is avoiding. So it's kind of counterintuitive. We fear things and we worry about things and we obsess and we loop and we try to avoid all of those things. But a lot of my work with her as of late has been about facing my fears, about looking them in the eye, about speaking them out loud, about writing them down, avoiding. And this is certainly not any kind of replacement for your own mental health, and I am not a therapist. But I just have to say that for me personally, working with her has really been just life-changing. And so much of what I've been doing is also feeling the feeling. I avoid avoiding. So I feel the feeling, but rather than obsessing, I keep moving. And I have to live with the uncertainty of whatever I am worrying about. I have to acknowledge this may be so and this may not be so. I don't have the answers to those questions right now, but I have to keep moving. And it's been such a game changer. Working with her has just really, really been so helpful in changing my mindset. And I feel confident. I feel empowered that I am not just being run by my thoughts at every waking moment. And it's such a gift. So there's so much I can talk about, including the fact that this summer, lots of different offerings are going to be coming your way, places I'm going to be where I can see you in person, some courses and things I'm going to be offering with other people, upcoming retreats in the fall. Oh my, oh my. So much. So stay tuned. Remember, you can get on the wait list for any of these things you're interested over at nadinekennyjohnstone.com/contact. I'll put the link in the show notes. And if you want to encourage anyone to do something a little bit differently to get different results, please share this podcast with them and tag me. I'm over at nadinekennyjohnstone on Instagram. Thank you, Michelle Rado, for always going with me as I do things differently all the time. You're always supportive of my vision. And remember, everyone, every heart has a story, and every story has a heart. See you next week.